Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. You want to do non-sports to start?
Sure.
Only because it's kind of a fun story out there. I think the Seinfeld story. Have you seen this online?
I have.
Have you guys been paying attention to internet?
I'm not sure that I would have known about the initial comments if they didn't get dunked on so hard.
Yeah, so...
So when like Rob from Always Sunny and, you know, every other comic I follow is like, yeah, really? Then I'm like, okay, now I know about it.
So yeah, you need to know the context of this. Because like in so many internet stories of today, and probably just stories, someone will run with a tiny clip, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, this is fact. So...
Like, hey, I got one for you. Yesterday, whenever you yelled at AC...
Yeah.
Somebody clipped that off, and I'm pretty sure they thought you were yelling at me.
For real?
Oh, no. He was yelling at me because AC was messing with his mic.
He definitely yelled at you if Blake's supposed to tell you this shit, but you were like, hey, don't move that mic, and I was talking. There's no evidence of AC in the clip.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, I don't like when mom and dad fight. I'm like, bro, I was sitting at the dinner table
mom
just
and dad
momming my
fight.
Business.
Yeah, we're great.
But yeah, you're right. This is
my second wife.
Yeah. We're a lot nicer now.
We're fantastic. And she's younger.
Younger.
I gotta keep her happy.
But you're right. It happens all the time. And
but
most of us don't like actually go find the full version.
We need a name for this because a few weeks ago we did something similar to this. Just where, hey, here's the clip. But now let's listen to the question and the answer and the follow-up. And then we need a short name for it, just like these short clips. Let me play you the clip, though. Yes, because Seinfeld is getting dunked on. Here is the viral clip. So if you are on internet and you see this viral clip about Seinfeld, and basically anyone's headline is going to say, you know, PC culture is ruining comedy, says Jerry Seinfeld. So here's the viral clip.
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly. And they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expect it. There'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. When you write a script and it goes into four or five different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke. Well, that's the end of your comedy. They move the gates like in skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
So I think, first of all, well, that's edited from 3 minutes of talk.
Yeah, I could tell there were a couple edits.
And I'll play you the full 3 minute context. But first of all, if you listen to the whole thing, I mean, in the middle, he says the buzzwords that everybody gets fired up about.
Extreme left,
PC, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah. He hates woke, he hates every, you know. But if you listen to the start...
Nothing really affects comedy. People always need it.
So nothing affects comedy. And then at the end...
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
So really, if you look at just that, is, hey, nothing can affect comedy. I can still be funny, no matter what. Seinfeld saying, you know, not me, but you know, I can change my comedy. We're not allowed to say, this slur anymore. Okay, guess what? I'm still a funny comedian. I figure out a way. I move. I can weave around that. Maybe even dance real close to it. Something like that.
So is his point when he brings up those buzzwords to say that those buzzwords are the reason that the gates have moved?
Well,
because otherwise, I don't know why you even throw the red meat in there.
It's interesting because I think he's confused in his whole 3-minute talk too, just because it is starting with nothing can change comedy. Comedy's always going to be there. But then he does, what he does here is he complains about hypothetical things. So let me play it for you. And
tell
stop
me how
it whenever
you deal
you
want. With the way the weight of the world or the serious aspects of the world weigh on you and how that affects comedy.
So I think the question there is like, you know, I don't know, starvation, the genocide, Gaza, all this real stuff.
How does that, are you able to still be funny and,
nothing really affects comedy. People always need it. They need it so badly and they don't get it. It used to be you would go home at the end of the day. Most people would go, oh, Cheers is on. Oh, MASH is on. Oh, Mary Tyler Moore is on. All in the Family's on. You just expected there'll be some funny stuff we can watch on TV tonight. Well, guess what? Where is it? Where is it? This is the result of the extreme left and PC crap and people worrying so much about offending other people. Mm-hmm. Now they're going to see stand-up comics because we are not policed by anyone. The audience polices us. We know when we're off track. Mm-hmm. We know instantly, and we adjust to it instantly. But when you write a script and it goes into 4 or 5 different hands, committees, groups, here's our thought about this joke, well, that's the end of your comedy.
Have you had that experience?
No.
Because isn't that what...
So that's a pretty important part right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, no one's ever actually told him that.
Yeah,
but here we'll continue.
No,
because isn't that what Curb is all about?
Yeah, Larry was grandfathered in. He's old enough that I don't have to observe those rules because I started before you made those rules. We did an episode of.
See, I'm going to disagree too, just because. I think Larry, first of all, rules, air quote. It's perception. It's, you know, the gay slur, the F word. Okay, we kind of don't say that anymore. We did. Some people say it. And it's, you know, Shane Gillis will say retard in his act a lot, using a force field of a relative. But he also makes it funny. Some people might say, I can't say that word.
Yeah.
But then he does, and then it's funny, and some people might be against, but he just, and I think Larry David does the exact same thing. He kind of just plows forward. There are complaints here and there, but he kind of doesn't hear them. Like, okay.
And I don't know that there's like, this is a very technical distinction to make, but, you know, Curb is on premium cable, right?
I think they're going to get into
okay,
it a little
because
bit.
Because I was going to say, I mean, there are plenty of Netflix comedy shows, like even Shane's new show, for example. You just mentioned Shane. If you've ever seen the pilot of Tires, the show that's premiering in like a month, now that it got picked up, I mean, it probably wouldn't be on network television today. It wouldn't have been on network television 35 years ago when Seinfeld was.
Right. I feel like neither was what Larry David is doing.
Right. So when you expand the platform out a little bit, to me, that's a bigger deal than, oh, I can't do... It's just that there's more options for people to watch stuff now, and it feels a lot more like there are 10 HBOs. And, you know, I don't really... You know, Abbott Elementary is not going to do a jerk-off joke.
And if we're blaming, you know, PC culture for why there's not sitcoms on anymore... I would blame, like you said, the fragmentation of everything and then the realization of, well, how do we keep big numbers? Well, reality TV came up. Okay, that's
game
getting
shows.
All the big numbers. We're going to stop producing sitcoms, smart sitcoms is 30 Rock. Okay, well, they're getting, you know, 5 million viewers now. I can get 20 million with a game show or whatever. Like, that's all
and,
it's about.
And
is
overhead is considerably less.
Yeah, so that's, I think, more so than... Yeah. Because of political correctness being a reason that comedies aren't on, you know, your Thursday night lineup isn't peppered with half-hour comedies because it just wouldn't draw. I don't care what it is. I don't think it's going to draw. Even if it's, you know, you said Rob from Always Sunny. even if it was Always Sunny on network TV.
No chance.
It's not going to draw 15 million. It's going to draw a very small audience, and it's not because it's not PC or because it's too PC. You know. Anyway, let's...
I was just going to say, you might be able to say the same thing about dramas. You know, I don't watch any network dramas today, but I remember when I was a kid, what I recollect of like NYPD Blue, I don't think Lone Star 911 is doing that today because other people are doing it on streaming services.
Better.
Yeah, better.
Way better than you could.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did an episode of the series in the 90s where Kramer decides to start a business of having homeless pull rickshaws because, as he says, they're outside anyway.
What about the homeless?
Can't we worry about them later?
To pull the rickshaw.
They do have an intimate knowledge of the street.
Oh, he's walking around the city. Why not just strap something to them?
Now that's the first sensible idea I've heard all day. Do you think I could get that episode on the air today?
But you think, Larry...
See, I actually do.
Yeah.
I don't think that's that harmful at all.
No, you
now,
probably
would
get some
someone complain about it.
Yeah, you get some blowback. But
what some blowback also, what does that mean when it's Twitter mob or social media? It doesn't mean anything. If you're getting good ratings, they're going to keep that show on the air.
Yeah. The way that Rob from Always Sunny weighed in, and again, they're on FX. They can get away with a lot more, was just posting a picture of Rickety Cricket. And he's like, are you sure? You know, the homeless guy, you're familiar with Cricket.
Oh, yeah. No,
like,
I mean.
He's like, yeah, I think you can get away with it.
And I'm pretty sure in the last couple seasons they've said the word fag. I know they said the N-word in like.
Episode one?
Episode one. You know, clearly there is some PC-ness to taking all the blackface episodes off, even if it's not, you know, even if it's like, I don't know, maybe there's no time when blackface can ever be okay, but it's,
yeah,
it's you know.
And also,
but is that killing comedy?
Also, I don't think that
I say no.
Seinfeld would be decrying the fact that we don't have people use, particularly white people, use the N-word in comedy anymore is like, well, that's just the extreme left.
Right.
And, you know, especially,
in fact, he said, you move the post. Okay.
Yeah. And also, have you ever seen the clip of it's Seinfeld, Ricky Gervais, Chris Rock, and Louis C.K.? And because obviously Louis and Chris Rock have a relationship, you know, for years and years and years and years writing together. And Louis C.K. just says the word in front of Chris Rock. And yeah. I'm pretty sure Ricky Gervais does too. And Seinfeld is the one looking around like, I don't think that this is okay at all. And it was probably only like 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
But like Louis C.K. just says it and Chris Rock's laughing and Seinfeld was the one guy up there that's like, no, we
right.
can't do that.
And that's always, his bit has always been kind of the clean comic and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
he makes his own. Anyway, let's let him finish this 3-minute talk. About a minute left.
But you think Larry got grandfathered in and there could be no 35-year-old version?
Right.
Always Sunny.
Right. If Larry was 35, he couldn't get away with his, like, the watermelon stuff and Palestinian chicken and, you know. And HBO knows that's what people come here for. But they're not smart enough or to figure out, you know, how do we do this now? Do we take the heat, you know, or just not be funny? We would write a different joke with Kramer and the rickshaw today. We wouldn't right. do that joke. We'd come up with another joke. They move the gates like in the skiing.
Yeah.
Culture, the gates are moving. Your job is to be agile and clever enough that wherever they put the gates, I'm going to make the gate.
So it's a mixed message, really, it's that he's sending there.
Very mixed message. And I agree with the final thing he said there. Now, of course, I think just about everybody, most people, the vast majority of people listening to this would agree that there are some things that are kind of annoying about the policing of comedy, of humor, comedy, language. But most people listening to this also, I think, would agree, yeah, but obviously there are things you don't want to do that are broadly hurtful to subjugated groups or something. But, you know, I don't know. And I know it sounds weird for a few white guys to just be saying this, but I think he's off base on the idea that that's just like all of culture now is no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Look at the most popular comics in the world right now. And
yeah. Well, I mean,
they're
part of his mixed message is you could still do that on stage.
That's true. But even
but
then, I would
say I think
that
he's way off base if he's saying, well, but network TV, because you're pointing out like, yeah, you, there are Larry David storylines they wouldn't have let Larry David do in, when was Seinfeld on? 1990 or whatever.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done Palestinian Chicken.
Yeah, they wouldn't have done any of that stuff. And it's not because of today's PC culture. And
yeah,
the reason that there aren't sitcoms on is not, I don't think it's today's PC culture, the reason that sitcoms are not on.
That's why, I don't know how many times, maybe when he died, I don't know how many times you've sat down and watched a George Carlin interview. Like late in his life or late in his career, but he would do Larry King, and I just always appreciated the way that he looked at how things change and what you can and can quote and can't unquote do. Like, he just seemed to get it, and a lot of comics, when they get into a certain age, they just, it's cliche, but they get real old man yelling at cloud.
Mm-hmm. Like even Chappelle a little bit.
Oh, not a little bit, and I mean, I'm almost positive I've heard Jerry Seinfeld and Chappelle talk about this on his show.
I mean, I do like the bit of you can't say anything anymore. Or well, I saw somebody do a parody of this on Twitter recently, but it was kind of like my new comedy special is called Canceled. I can't say anything anymore. It's I filmed it in a theater that was sold out to 5,000 people, and Netflix is paying me $4 million. Like.
It seems to happen a lot.
Like, it's a fun way to say I can't say anything, and then you go say it all, I guess. Maybe it's just part of this big game. But I don't know. It's funny that that blew up, and it's when you listen to it in its full context, I don't know that that... Again, it's just too... It's confusing to me what Seinfeld is actually trying to say.
I mean, think of any comedy on you. What, you think you could do the Righteous Gemstones on NBC? And that's not exactly.
No, and you know why? Because it would draw 3 million people, yeah, possibly. And that's way too low of an audience.
Yeah.
And it's not just comedies. I mean, Game of Thrones couldn't be on,
yeah, that's
ABC.
For sure. The game has changed on all fronts.
The Dunzo, Dunzo, Dunzo.